God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So if you've ever been involved in a building project, certainly let's say at your home church, then you probably have discovered Exodus chapter 36. If you've not, I don't know where you've been all these years, and we'll give you a gift today because this is one of those verses, one of these passages that just seems to be prevalent whenever there's a building project in the church. You know, you're raising money for a parking lot or a Sunday school wing or some other such thing. And what should characterize the kind of giving God's people should be involved in? Well, in Exodus chapter 36, as Moses is contemplating the construction, completion of the tabernacle, the Bible says that the people brought, those that had a willing heart, and we talked about this before, brought the things that were necessary for the building of the tabernacle, silver, gold, and so on. And the Bible says in verse 7, "For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." In fact, later on, the Bible says, or actually before this, the Bible says, the people were restrained from bringing. They were bringing so much that it was more than they could use. Moses had to say, hey, you got to stop bringing all these gifts. We already have all that we need. Now, can you imagine a building project, say at a church, where you had to restrain people from giving? They were giving so much that the pastor had to get up and say, hey, this is too much. We've got to stop this giving business. You know, you look at Exodus 36, and it just seems like a passage to really hammer home. But let me ask you a question. What characterizes the right kind of giving? What should characterize giving? Well, I think sometimes we think that generosity should characterize giving, or abundance should characterize giving, or some other qualifier when we think about the kind of giving that God's people should do. But let me refer you back to Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. It is there that the Bible says that God said, "I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty." You know, basically, Egypt was thrilled when Israel finally left. God had prepared them in such a way through so many, scourges and plagues that they said, "Please go, and here's some silver and gold. Take it and just get out of here." So who provided the silver and gold from which the tabernacle was constructed? And that is, God did. The children of Israel had nothing. They were in the wilderness. God gave them favor. God gave them the valuables. In Psalm 105, verse 37, this is God's commentary on what happened. The Bible says, "God brought them forth, Israel also, with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them." That is to say, Egypt. So you find the same thing again. God is the one that gave that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, in the New Testament, referring to people who were great givers, the Bible says that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. They were rich in generosity, but poor in money, and it worked out just fine. In chapter 9, verse 7, the Bible famously says, "For God loveth a cheerful giver." Now, why does God love a cheerful giver? God loves a cheerful giver because God is the cheerful giver. If you look at Second Corinthians chapter 9, it really is all about God's giving. And that's why thanks is given unto God. The Bible says that God ministers seed to the sower and bread for your food. So we have nothing to give that God did not give us first. Let me ask you a question. Who gave the skills by which the tabernacle was constructed? God gave that. God gave Bezalel and these others wisdom. They didn't just make this up. God gave it to them. Who gave these people the materials? Silver, gold, you know, badgers, skins, dyed red, all these other exotic things. Who gave these things? God did. Who gave the pattern? Twice, I believe, in Exodus, the Bible talks about the pattern that God had given for the tabernacle. Who came up with the design? The answer is God. God gave everything from first to last. Israel was not giving anything to God that God did not give them first. And so there's a sense in which, why generosity may be admirable, you're never going to be generous with God because anything you give to God, everything, including the breath you breathe, comes from God to begin with. So I must say, I'm all for generosity, but generosity is not the ethic of cheerful giving. Honesty is. Why do I give cheerfully? It's not simply because I'm generous. I mean, that's not the reason. I give cheerfully when I realize that everything I have has been given by God. I cannot be generous with the God who gives everything, but I can be honest. I can say, God, look, this is not my money. This is not my talent. This is not my air. This is not my life. God, I give it to you, and then you will give through me. The Bible says they had more than enough. Can I just tell you something? Anytime a people will come to God with the honesty of realizing everything I have is of God and I will give it to Him and let Him give through me, it is more than enough to complete any project that we have. Are you a cheerful giver today? You don't become a cheerful giver by somehow pulling yourself up by the bootstraps and feeling more generous. No, you become a cheerful giver when you realize, honestly, that God is the great giver.